tell me a little bit about what you are overseeing so we can have a better understanding.
Yeah, Cindy, this Enogen technology, it's industry's first biotech output trait developed for the ethanol industry. So what we have to do is, since the benefit is at the ethanol industry, we have to identity preserve the grain. So we have some stewardship protocols that the growers have to follow. So my group oversees the stewardship and quality areas for this particular technology.
From a grower's standpoint, that added value, that premium that you get when you sell that harvested crop, what does that look like? Is that a pretty good premium?
Yes, Cindy, the premium that the growers get is on average 40 cents per bushel delivered at the ethanol plant. So in order to get the premium, growers have some simple and specific stewardship protocols that they have to follow throughout the growing season.
Such as?
Such as they have to plant border rows surrounding along the perimeter of the Enogen crop, and they have to have a dedicated bin where they store all the grain, and the grain needs to be delivered at the ethanol plant based on the buyer's call. So the ethanol plant needs this particular grain 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days. So in essence, what we are doing with this technology, Cindy, is we are the enzyme source for the ethanol now. Remember, we are delivering the enzyme within the corn kernel itself. So we are no longer supplying grain. We are supplying the enzyme to the ethanol industry. So the ethanol plant needs this on a consistent basis.
From a geographical standpoint, is there obviously a better place to grow this corn, to grow this enzyme?
Not necessarily. These hybrids are grown just like any other normal corn hybrids. The growers have to use the same management practices they would use on regular corn. We started off in the Western Corn Belt, and as we trial at ethanol plants and as they learn about this technology, we are starting to move towards a east-northeast fashion. So right now our primary target is eastern Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, and upper Michigan area.
What about availability of seed?
We were looking pretty good this year, Cindy, and we have enough seed to grow the acres that we want to grow this year, and we're looking good. It's looking good right now.
Looking in that crystal ball, the long lens, when you have an enzyme like this, you're not talking about a commodity, you're talking about an ingredient, basically, in making ethanol. What's next?
Well, there will be other. This is the first generation output trait that Syngenta is excited to bring to the ethanol industry and the American farmers. And there will be future traits, second generation output traits that we're looking forward to in the next few years. Yes.
For farmers that stop by your booth here at Commodity Classic, what would you like for them to take away with them when they leave your exhibit?
Well, as you say, Cindy, you know, Syngenta is very customer-focused, thinking like a grower, and we are, with this, our new strategy, we are looking at a solutions-based approach. So how can we maximize the profit on the given acre for the particular grower? So using Syngenta's traits, genetics, and crop protection chemicals, how can a grower maximize the profit per acre? So we have the right traits. We are excited to bring new traits, and you probably heard that our new trait, Duracade, just got deregulated. And we got great chemistry, chemical fungicides, herbicides, seed treatments, so and insecticides. So we are really excited to bring all these components together and offer a solution to the grower as opposed to a product. So you have to look at the whole farm, and so that's what I would say the growers to look forward to, Syngenta bringing this on an ongoing basis in the future.